The stable for Lower Long Farms, who are having their inaugural Stay In Parade on Father's Day, September 4th. Keep the date free. Catching up with Julie Douglas. Hello, Jules.
Hi.
How's it going?
Yeah, good.
I'm in trouble because I didn't tell you I was going to do this interview. I just thought I'm going to rock up and just see if I can get one, because you're not keen on doing the interviews.
Not at all.
And you're not going to give me a lot of words, are you?
No, not.
I just wanted to catch up. One, the stable's just going sensational. Probably the last 18 months, it's been just enormous. It comes with a cost. You seem to get more and more horses. You must be wrapped with how overall the whole team are going.
Yeah, correct. They're going really well at the moment. Long days, but we're getting there, and things are going really well.
It is long days. A little bit of fun. A couple of times when I come out here from time to time, you can see a few things going on, and Glenn's his normal self. But I imagine it takes a fair toll on you. So early mornings, late nights. It is a big team effort, isn't it?
Correct. I'm out here in the mornings, of course. Afternoons, evenings, I do quality control at a flatbread factory. So it's pretty full on days. That's why I tend not to go to the races. It's just too hard for me.
Do you do that other job a little bit of mental relief? Like, I mean, this industry just eats you up. Yeah. People say, you know, the people love gossiping, love doing things. To get away, just to go to a factory job and enjoy it. And you work with Laura as well. Yeah. Just a bit of mental relief?
Yeah, correct. It's a good change, and you get to meet different people. And overall, it's just fun to be there.
Yeah, and then you come here and it's fun because you don't have the stress of the late nights and going from there as well.
Yeah, correct. Some nights are pretty late for me. Sometimes I don't get home till midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning. So depending on how the factory runs, but you know, it's pretty good there going there.
Just want to have a quick chat about some of the stable runners. Torrid Saint on Saturday night. I was fortunate last year. I think he looked like he was on the same trajectory and just probably found it a little bit hard. This year he's such a much mature horse, but he was just sensational Saturday night, wasn't he?
Yeah, correct. He's come back really well from his spell. Had a little let up for a bit, and he went really good.
Jack Law and him just click?
Yeah, exactly. They're getting along fine, so...
Jack's a unique character. I mean, he's pretty low-key. I saw him before the first race, and he's walking around. He had his hoodie on, and he's just sort of moping around, and then he just gets out there, and he just... I would imagine does what he's asked to do, like just rating him a per, like since he's came here and started helping you guys, and I mean he doesn't work here, he's just grown himself in stature and so much confidence.
Oh, correct. We just he goes out there and he knows how to work the horse or drive the horse, so you know, things go to good for him
and he goes from there. Interest Free's a little horse that I've got a huge soft spot for. I reckon he's going to be the most improved horse 12 months' time, he'll be talking, you know, maybe the same Saint as Saint Flash. I love him. You're not as keen on him. I know Glenn's real keen on him, but you're not as keen on him.
No, he doesn't go for me at all here. A few times he's tried to kick me out of the card, and no, he's Glenn's horse, not mine.
and Daryl and him are getting on really, really well. He's never going to win by a big margin, but he just keeps getting the job done.
Yeah, correct. And look, he just wants to win, so that's all you want in a horse, I suppose, and... he's going really well.
People are sitting here tuned in. They think we're going to go for every runner. We're not. There is two more, actually. We're going to go through two more. But one more I think is super, super important, and I reckon hats off to you guys passing $600,000. He was an awesome run. Didn't just pass it as in running into last place. He was terrific on Saturday night. And I speak of Bernie Winkle. He's just an old marvel, isn't he? Do you have a soft spot for him?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, correct. He's a lovely horse to have around the stable. He's lovely to work and do stuff with, and... Yep, very soft spot for him.
Like, how do you go on, say, Saturday night? I think you had four in Torrid Saint's race. Do you watch Torrid Saint, or do you always just have half an eye on where's Bernie and Alan and where they're sitting?
Yeah, it's hard to keep a track of the four of them, particularly when Tory got that far in front. And, you know, you watch for the others where they are, and, you know, you just cheer on all of them. You know, hopefully one gets up.
You don't keep one extra little eye on Bernie?
Yeah, I always look out where he runs. You know, it's good to watch him go around all the time and run good.
I think anyone who wants to go back and watch it, I just think he was sensational for like an old claimer as such, but he's not. I mean, he's just I think he's a revelation. I think, you know, we should be pumping him up a lot higher than what they probably do in our industry, because he's what our industry is about, and he's not bells and whistles. He's one-dimensional in a way, but he just keeps getting the job done. I've forgotten the first name, but Sweet Pea. Aussie, thank you. Aussie Sweet Pea. Now, got mentioned when I said about the three horses we were going to talk about prior to this. There's four, and Aussie Sweet Pea. Dad has a real soft spot for this horse. It's good for my sponsors, don't worry about that, Woodlands, been by Sweet Lou. But it is an exciting horse, but does have a few little tricks.
Yeah, she's hopefully gets her stuff together and she'll be a nice horse. But, yeah, obviously a homebred horse and one of the favourites here.
Just on that, the homebred horses, Dad, Peter Cole, and you guys, you've got a great band. It's something that gets a little bit unheralded about the breeding stock that you guys actually have, and the winners you just continually churn out with those horses.
Yeah, they're going really good. There's quite a few here, but you know, they seem to get to the track, all of them, so yeah, which is good.
Do you enjoy the breeding site?
I think Eric enjoys it more than me, but you know, it's good to see him run around and go well for him.
It is indeed, Jules. Thank you very much. As I said, the sable proudly brought you by Lowalong Farms. Kath McIntosh is having her stallion date. Don't forget the 5 stallions that she has with her breeding incentive bonuses, all eligible for the Vic bred, and they are, I'm going to get into trouble here. No, I won't. I've got them now. Poster Boy and Yankee Rockstar, Raging Bull, and, of course, with Woodlands in conjunction, Lather Up. So make sure you check out those stands, and don't forget the stallion parade on September 4, Father's Day, fully catered for. Will not be a 3-star event, I can promise you. It will be close to 5-star. Jules, thank you very much.
The one and only interview.
Thank you.